Mesachet Kehillim Perakei Tes Mishnah Vav Mita Shekarach LaMizron V'Naga BeHenamik. A bed that has a Mizron, a strip of cloth, wrapped around the frame of the bed, and a mace came into contact with the bed or the Mizron. Tameim Tuma Shiba. Both the bed and the Mizron become Tame for 7 days, as that is the din of Kli that came into contact with the mace, is Tame for 7 days. And even if the Mizron is much too long, and a big part of it is sticking out from the bed, it wasn't needed to wrap around the frame, and at the very end of the Mizron that's far away from the bed that came into contact with the mace, even so, the entire bed and the Mizron would become Tame, as it's all one Kli, so whichever part of this Kli comes into contact with the mace would be Matame, both the bed and the Mizron, even according to Rabbi Yosi, who we saw previously in this parak, that he held that if the bed becomes Tame Medrash, a Zava sits on the bed, only up to 10 Tzvachim of the Mizron would become Tame Medrash together with the bed. Even he would admit in this case that the entire Mizron, even the part that's more than 10 Tzvachim away from the bed, would become Tame Meis together with the bed, as only by Tame Medrash do we say that up to 10 Tzvachim only of the Mizron becomes Tame Medrash together with the bed, since a Mizron in itself cannot become Tame Medrash, even though it's a Kli. As only a Kli that's made to sit down on or lie down on becomes Tame Medrash. And a Mizron is not made for that purpose. So therefore, the Mizron only becomes Tame Medrash, being that it's part of the bed, and according to Rabbi Yosi, only up to 10 Tzvachim is considered part of the bed. But over here that we're talking about Tame Meis, even Rabbi Yosi would admit that the entire Mizron, even with more than 10 Tzvachim away from the bed, would become Tame Meis together with the bed. And even if at the very end of the Mizron is far away from the bed, that's what came into contact with the Meis, the entire Mizron plus the bed would become Tame Meis with that contact that the Mizron had with the Meis. Pirshu, Tameim Tumas Shiva. If the Mizron was taken off of the bed, both the bed and the Mizron would remain Tame for 7 days, as even though the Mizron is no longer part of the bed, once they had become Tame, they remain Tame even when they're separated. Naga Behena Sheretz. Tameim Tumas Er. If while the Mizron was wrapped around the frame of the bed, a sheretz came into contact with either the mito or the mizron, both the bed and the mizron is tame until that evening, as they become a rishon l'tuma, as something that comes into contact with the sheretz is a rishon l'tuma. Pirshu tmeim tumaser. If the mizron was taken off of the bed, both the mita and the mizron remain tame until the evening. Mitos and others stay aruchos shelo. A bed that had become tame and the two long boards from the bed frame were taken from the bed, but those boards remain intact. They did not break. So therefore, the bed remains tame. Even though had the two aruchas broken off the bed would no longer be tame. But in this case, since they're still intact, the bed remains tame. And he made new boards to insert into the bed frame. But he did not change the opening in which the boards are inserted. The same opening in which all boards were inserted were used to insert the new boards. So therefore, if he wants, he can remove the new boards and insert the old ones in its place. Nishtabru chadashoi tame. If the new boards from the bed frame broke off the bed would remain tame. Even though the din is that a bed that becomes tame and the aruchos break, the bed is no longer tame. But in this case, since the old boards are still intact, even though the new boards broke, the bed remains tame. But if the old boards that were taken off the bed break, then the bed is no longer tame, the bed is tar, because everything goes by the old boards, meaning the tuma and the tara of the bed depend on the old boards, not on the new boards that were inserted. If the old boards break, the bed is no longer tame, but if the old boards are intact, even if the new boards break, the bed remains tame. As since the old boards were part of the bed when the bed became tame, so when the old boards break, the bed is no longer tame, even though in the interim he had taken off those old boards and inserted new ones. A chest in which the opening is on top, it's open up from the top. It's makabel tumas meis, if it comes into contact with the meis, it would become an avat tuma. As opposed to tumas medrash, it would not become tame medrash if a zav or a zava or a needle would sit down or lie down on the chest. Even though the top of the chest is flat and it's a nice place for a zav or a zava to lie down on, it's not considered a kli which is specifically made to lie down on it, as because since the chest is opened up from the top of a zav or a zava would lie down on it, and we needed to take something out from the chest, we would tell them to get off. So therefore, it's not a kli that is made for yeshiva or for shchiva. So therefore, it's not makabel tumas medrash. So it would not become an avat tuma if a zav or a zava or a needle would sit down or lie down on it. Nifchasa milmala tmeya tmei meis. If the cover on top of it would break, the kli remains something that becomes tame if it comes into contact with the meis. It still is considered a kli even without the cover on top, as it still could be used without the cover. So it remains susceptible to becoming tame from a meis. Nifrasa milmata tahara. But if it breaks on the bottom, so now we can't put things inside of it anymore, it's no longer tame. It would not be makabel tuma anymore, since it no longer could be used to hold things inside of it. Magurei shabat tmeo is veino chiberlo. The drawers inside the teva would remain susceptible to becoming tame, even when the teva is no longer considered a kli. When the bottom of the teva had broken, it's no longer makabel tuma, but the drawers inside the teva, since they're intact, remain something that's susceptible to becoming tame. They're not considered an attachment to the teva. We don't say, since the teva is no longer makabel tuma, the maguros also are not makabel tuma. We don't say that. Instead, the maguros, since they're intact, are makabel tuma. Now, even though as far as one becoming tame, that the other one also becomes tame, we say that the maguros is considered a chibur to the teva. If the teva becomes tame, the maguros also would become tame, and vice versa. But as far as one becoming tar, we don't say that the other one also is not makabel tuma. As far as that, it's not a chibur. So therefore, even though the teva is no longer makabel tuma, since the bottom of it broke, the maguros is not considered a chibur. As far as tar is concerned, we don't say that the maguros are also no longer makabel tuma. Instead, since the maguros are intact, they are makabel tuma, even though the teva is no longer makabel tuma.